tell me your background and everything, how you met, how you got into what you're doing now, what you, you know, when you think of CEO Space, I mean, we accelerate what you want to do, and just kind of tell me what your goals are and objectives. And when you end, I mean, both of you tell me, you know, if CEO Space could really help us do this, we'd be interested. But we have to know it'll really work, and kind of get me on that page, and then I can tell you if it will or won't, and really define it for you and get very specific and see if this won't be, you know, a good coaching call and also a time to kind of, you know, get yourselves on the track that you want to be on and be combined in that and really have it down. You'll kind of make me smart. So tell me everything that you want to share, and let me kind of pour into you after you pour into me a bit.
All right. First of all, we watched the Dr. Asher and Sharon Lecter videos. I watched them this afternoon. As far as my life in a synopsis, I come from Canada originally. I moved down to the States in 86, pretty much an active drunk. And a month later, I got sober, and I've been sober ever since. I did the mastery workshop here in Florida, but it was done out in California for years. I think it's still done there, down at the Screen Actors Guild. And then I began to co-lead and facilitate that work. I stayed in that arena and did life management skills and communication, anger resolution for the prison system with first-time offenders, and as I became active in the men's movement in the 90s. I became a hypnotist in 94. My late wife and I owned an alternative health care clinic, Synergy Center, in Merritt Island, Florida, from 96 to 2003. My best friend and I created Donnelly's Productions, a workshop and facility, or facilitating a group that puts on workshops for men's gatherings and for mixed gender gatherings. I became a certified reflexologist in 99, and then have been, you know, mostly raising my teenage daughters from about 2002, 2003, up until at least one of them has taken flight. The other one just walked out the front door with his daughter to do some time. So they're 26 and 21 now. Between Bethany and I, we have eight grandkids. I met Becky in 2007 at church, and we actively dated other people in our community until we finally realized that we were the only two left in the room. And realized that that's where it was supposed to be from the beginning. So we got married about a year and a half ago, on March 30th, 2014. We bought our house about 3 months, 4 months ago. We built a sweat lodge in the back. My wife pours water, and I'm a fire tender, and we do ceremony five or six times a year. And double grandbabies for our kids. I'll let Becky tell you a little bit about herself. Much more interesting story, by the way. So grab onto your seat, Beth.
I don't know about much more interesting. I moved to Florida in 81 from Tennessee, and I graduated from the University of Central Florida with my bachelor's and my master's in biology. And I've been working out on the Space Center ever since at the same job. I'm a wildlife ecologist, and I really love my job. It's exactly what I went to school for, and it's different every day. And I met Scott after a long and rocky road of relationships, and we just have some things we want to do in our life. And I mostly want him to, this business that he's interested in and that he has started and embarked on is something that really makes him happy. It speaks to his heart, and I just want him to be successful at that. So that's why he's contacted you, why he wants to stand in gig after giveaway, and so I'm going to be as supportive of that as I can, and I will provide the steady source of income and health insurance and things like that so that he can do what he needs to do to get this thing up and running, and then he could let me retire.
Well, when you look at it growing, Scott, how do you, you know, give me the profile of a customer that you'd be serving, and what would you charge them, and what would they get for working with you? So I get that in my mind.
Well, the first guy is a reflexology holistic health alternative. It's reflexology in a nutshell. I've had to.
I'm very familiar with reflexology.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, are you doing that primarily in, you know, feet and extremities, and are you doing any cranial sacral work, or are you not doing that work?
No cranial sacral work, and no massage either of any kind.
No, right. You're just doing reflexology. Well, reflexology is amazing. I mean, you know. Even at our conference, people don't realize what they're going through when they're in a kind of intense meeting like that. And, you know, you sit in a chair and work on them, and, you know, it's like they took a three-hour nap in 15 minutes. I mean, it really is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I tried to do, Bernie, was give some thought to how it is that I can bring a person in, and I'm charging about $1 a minute right now. I've been in business since last August.
That's the right. That's the right level. That's the right level, I think.
Yeah. And then.
What do you call it right now?
I'm calling my company is the Foot Guy.
Okay. I'm given some thought to, you know, packaging it a little differently. And the Foot Guy's kind of, cute, but it doesn't give the seriousness of what they're getting. And we have to, we can keep it, just know the problem with the Foot Guy, and I'm speaking as a coach, giving you branding information for you two to talk about later. Is the Foot Guy requires, for the larger audience that doesn't know what this work is, which is most people, it requires a number of repetitions. So say I make a repetition to get a yes, to get a person dealing with me. And so I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and now they buy. If I can get the brand packaging better with impact, I can do 1, 2, they buy. And the difference is months of time, much better pass along and referral, and much higher yield for letting people know what you're doing. If you went out and networked during the day, when you're not having patients, you should be at free networking meetings, and you should have a very powerful little flyer that is just a fold-over like you'd fit in a gentleman's pocket that size. And I'm thinking of something like ancient healing. And it indicates the acupuncture points on your feet meridians. And you would actually show them scientifically with a blue overlay on the foot, showing that what goes to heart, kidney, liver, all of that, just like you have a new diagram. And under it, it says 10,000 years of perfection, can't be wrong. And then you go inside and it says, for $1 a minute, I'll reform your wellness, increase your immunology, give you sleep patterns you've been missing for years, change your hormone and balance mechanism, give you energy, vitality, stamina, avoid chronic illnesses, help avoid chronic illnesses, and optimize the body, and then put it the other side. There's no pharmacology known to man to equal a normalized body. And then under it you put, I charge $1 a minute, and I give new patients a first treatment for $30 for a full hour. And my clients never leave once they believe. And I'm seeking to show you that by my silver, gold, and platinum plan will be the biggest choice you're making to optimize your body and give yourself restorative health. And we built the Restorative Health Institute to create the delivery of ancient wellness to the masses. And we hope you'll share this with as many people as possible. And we know that you will never leave, because our customers never leave once they believe. And so you made the special offer. And then back is silver, gold, and platinum. And silver is a half-hour treatment once every 2 weeks. A gold is an hour treatment once every 2 weeks. And a platinum is an hour treatment once every month. And so, you know, you give them the $60 a week at platinum, and you give preferred booking, preferred time slots when they're platinum, and you give VIP treatment, the VIP treatment to gold. And for silver, you need advanced booking so that we can fill the schedule around your openings against our platinum and gold contractors. And so then you have a little card you make up that's silver, platinum, and gold. You just print it at Kinko's in color and offer that out. And that becomes your program. And you can do that where you're the head of ancient wellness, and you've got ancient wellness, and it has, you know, in the middle of the page, it's got your logo. Middle of the page is ancient wellness. And then under it, there's no pharmacology known to man, ... to equal a normalized body. And then at the bottom it says your name, chairman / founder, foot guy. So we keep the foot guy right there. And then we put the phone number and everything. Then in the back we have three columns of bullet points right from the flyer. Same stuff. You know, the things they're epidemic in, that are the biggest things for them. And that was normalized sleep patterns, normalized hormone patterns, stamina, energy, vitality, all day, no fall off, I put improved digestion, because that's a real problem, especially the older folks. I put increased libido, because we'll pay unlimited money for that. I mean, it's just like everybody is so stressed out now, they, men and women, forget to be nice to each other, and we miss being touched and being held. I mean, we're all better and normalized when we can have more attention in that area, and you're overstressed and can't do it. You'd be surprised how reflexology. You can throw your Viagra away if you just come in once a week with you. I mean, it would help them so much. And they don't realize that. So you've got to put it on the card. I'd put it in a flyer, too. And then, anyway, go through those things we named. And that's, you know, if we never did CO's face, I think that will help you and help you do well. Now, if you have that kind of approach and bring it to CO's face, which will cost moms, I don't know, $30 to $50 to print it. It's not expensive. I think you'll be surprised at what happens out there. In other words, you can see people and explain at a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner how this works. And we'll have a high percentage of people that know what reflexology is. And during the free periods and during the evening periods at 8, 9, and 10, you can just book. And you're going to get an average of $100. I mean, you're going to get $60 with a tip. And, you know, 10 of them is $1,000. And a week of them, you're going to get the money back that mom paid to go from there. And I know I've been doing it 30 years. I'm saying you'll be phoning her on Wednesday and going, it's just like you said, I can't tell you, I'm really getting a lot of money out here. But you will also meet with the coaches and the experts. Every time you come to CO Space, you know, what I would do is come to CO Space, and as a leader in AAA and, you know, giving back and teaching and kind of being a Clancy, and then coming into the other works where you've given back so much, what you would enjoy is coming back in the future is staffing it. Because staffing is a lot of fun, and you get a lot of lessons in there that you don't get in the other parts. And what happens is it's the because you'll make money every time you come. You'll make a lot of money. I mean, probably just with CO Space, say five times a year. It depends. If you're real aggressive with it, I think you can make $5,000 to $10,000 a class, and five of them should be, you know, $35,000 a year, just that part. Then the marketing from the experts, getting with them to take what I've done in marketing in an hour phone call. But when we're with you and can spend hours and hours and hours in deep dive, and you're getting the best advisors and mentors you don't have to pay for, you bought them as a bundle for life, then we help you to get customers and ramp the business up. And then we can do mailings when you come home to all the grads in your drive distance, which is a lot, and it'll bring you customers. It'll jack your business up. And you form deals, too, where you say to Ari, in soft tissue damage and areas in other areas that I can't solve, I'm going to bring them to you, and can I have 15% of your fee when they're my patients, but you keep them on my silver, gold, platinum plan and keep telling them they got to stay with that. And then when you send me your patients, I'll indicate they got to stay with you, and I'll give you 15% of my fee. And he'll bring you quite a lot of patients, and so will you bring him. And that'll be an alliance. Well, you can do that with other in the business. You can do it with a naturopath and a chiropractor or two and so forth. And you tell the chiropractor, let me do reflexology, and I'll send my patients to you for chiropractic. And they can't share fees because their license prevents it. But you can. And they can and say, I know you can't share fees, but can you keep a record and give me 15% credit on my chiropractic? So you could get free chiropractic by sending patients to that chiropractor, but he would send patients to you. But you, when you have a lunch with them, you say, I want to have a relationship with people where they contribute as much as they consume. So if I send them three patients, they send me three patients. I don't want one of these things where I send one patient and they send me, you know, I send 10 to them and they send me one. That's not a good partnership. So I want a kind of balance to it where if I send you three patients, I know you're going to send me three. We just take care of each other. Are you in for that? And they'll be in for it. And say, I'll put a sign in my stuff that recommended chiropractic, reflex supporting chiropractic, reflex supporting naturopath, reflex supporting soft tissue injury and therapy repairs. And you've got already like an alliance partnership program you're building. And you're always looking for new alliance partners to be feeders. And these alliance partners are still business. And I think with the coaching on marketing you'll get at our place, and with the marketing support you'll get from us and the income, I think that you look at it this way. When you pay taxes at the end of the year, CO Space is a tax deduction. So you're repurposing a tax dollar. You're getting your money back in tax savings. Then you're going and getting your money back in cash because you're actually making money by offering people your service while you're there. And then you're getting ongoing money from our grad base that's bringing you referrals and patients. And then the marketing methods that we're coming up with for you will grow the business, not overnight, but say over 18 months, 24 months, You should actually get up to a place where you're doing, and you pencil it out together on a spreadsheet, but, you know, where he can work and get a full boat. You know, I'm trying to think of the actual math numbers, because if he's, 10 hours a day full, you know, because it takes a lot of energy to do that work, and you're looking at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he's a light schedule Monday and Friday, and he's got something in the area of 8 patients for 3, which is 24, and then he's got 2 days where he's got 5 patients, which is 10 more, so that's 34. So that's a pretty good week if he's not working Saturday. And you're looking at around $100 on average with a tip, $3,400 a week, and that could be a little less, but say $3,000 a week. And, you know, 4 weeks is $12,000 a month, and we're up to $120,000 a year. And then with products and merchandise and tapes and maybe some lectures and seminars, he should be, you know, coming in at $170,000-$200,000 a year. And if he has a facilitator, he gets one extra person in, because he needs to keep up with growth, and there's more than he can handle. And he pays them 50 cents a minute and makes 50 cents override, and he has 2 of those people. And they fill up, so they're doing $120,000 a year, but they're making 60 or 70, and you're making 60 or 70. You know, we're passing 250 to 300. And at some point in there, and just that process over 24 months, mom, who loves her job, doesn't have to quit, but she could. And you've got her very nicely supported at that point. And on the way up to it, as you start making 60, 70, it'll help already. I mean, the two of you with that kind of income. And I think that's doable by Christmas time, that you'll be up to that kind of revenue. And it's just getting the word out. But I think we want to be watching that the foot guy is kind of an acronym on your business card as chairman and founder, so that you have this kind of feeling of substance, and you're bringing an ancient wellness that has been used in tribes for 10,000 years back to Main Street, and it's been the main healing art of emperors and kings in Asia, and the leaders of some of the oldest civilizations in the world benefited from this technology, and it's been kind of slow to adopt in the Western nations, but now it's becoming mainstream, and you've been an accredited licensed practitioner because you see the breakthroughs it's giving people in the health area, and all the benefits are on the back of your business card and in your flyer. Does that kind of make sense as an integrated approach to how to start to see this as a business where, with these kind of mechanisms, we can begin to predict and control future revenue? And when you network for patients, I would go to networking meetings from Meetup and from searches and from the Chamber of Commerce. I'd go to Better Business Bureau and ask what the free business networking meetings are. And I tell them you specialize in high-stress entrepreneurs who are building their businesses, and that you are the program that they just love, and they always buy a silver, gold, platinum package, and your customers absolutely never leave once they experience it, and you're giving them a free $60 hour for $30 on their first patient experience, and then when they leave, you say, you know, I get really booked. Can we schedule at least 3 months ahead? Do you want to be twice a month, or do you want to be once a week? Don't even give them the option for once a month. And if they say, well, I'd like to do once a month, and say, I'm going to tell you, if we do once a month, the problem is you'll undo the work I'm doing. I need to reset you in about 2 weeks in today's pace of stress load. I need to keep you maintained. It's no good for me to reset you and then you unwind that. We're back to where we started. So I need you to put yourself first. You know, it's like you spend this kind of money on hamburgers and hot dogs, on one movie that you go to, just one. I'm saying put your body ahead of all that. I mean, it's first. Even if you gave up a movie to get this, it's better because you'll live longer and you'll live better. Frankly, just in what I do for your libido, you should give me that. And they'll love that. You, well, it's funny, but people are... Well, it's so funny because the things they need most, they'll put off. But the libido thing, they'll actually invest in. They'll put it first. And it is also healing because when they increase their unity in coupling, it sets so many chemistries right in the body. And it's such a wonderful merry-go-round of benefits. And when you get away from it, you don't realize how tense and frustrated and, you know, and people today, they're living that way. It's just amazing to me to watch. And, you know, I pay attention to, you know, all those things. I mean, I wish I had that you guy, you know, a foot guy right down the street from me, because I believe in reflexology. It's hard to find a good practitioner, and I'm saying they are. They're such a joy because this is, to me, I put your skill set ahead of the chiropractor or anybody else. When you sit down and do that for a while, you walk away and it's like your brain reset. You have, your brain's entirely different on its chemistry. And I know from doing it, the times I've done it, that I'm resetting every organ. I'm resetting all my nervous system. I re-channel my autonomic nervous system. And you're giving the breath of life back to the body.
Thank you, because I feel the same way about it, and I don't get enough of it my own self.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people coming to us, they need capital to grow the business, but I just don't think you do. I mean, if you were interested in growing, you know, a chain of these and making that business you're going to resell later and stuff, you could do that. And it's one of these things where you could build the business up, have your wife retire and help you in the business, and then decide if you want to build something bigger later. But you don't need to start with that. Just do your goal of getting it up to a point where she doesn't have to work, with the knowledge we have that she loves what she's doing. And so I always say, as long as you love it, do it, because it grows you. You're giving back to community, you're using all your educational skills, and it kind of keeps your life where it thrills you. And now you're supporting him as a, I mean, you can't be a better best friend, lover, partner than to give him the kind of statement you gave earlier of your dedication to, because you really said, it's not about money or anything else. I want my best friend and my partner to have joy. I want him to do his joy. I'm doing my joy. And, you're giving him the chance to do his joy. But I think very quickly you'll have a double income and a very pleasant income. This is a good business. He's just in experimenting and launching brand messaging and brand impacting is what he needs most. And we'll come up with some marketing, probably 15 ideas for channel marketing and right there locally. Easy things he can do, things that don't cost money, that can get him a good business and get him up to a level. But you've got to think about Friday and Saturday, I mean, pardon me, Friday and Monday, a cutback schedule. You know, I'm thinking where he starts and ends at 3 or ends early and has the afternoon Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and starts late Monday, you know, like half day Monday, starts after lunch. And that way, he gets enough patience to make the money, but you have a nice lifestyle together. And I'm trying to think, if you're off work and you want time with your honey, and I don't want him where he's so in demand, he's tired and grouchy and exhausted, and you have the money and you're not having the fun. And I want him to have a balance where he's running a business, he can add some associates in when it gets bigger and grow it even more, but he's not a slave to it. And with the associates in, he can take cruise vacations with you 3 times a year or so. And the business is still making the money, and you're feeling great, and he's got time to be off, and you've got enough money, and your lifestyle's good. And I think that's, you know, really doable. Now, this business you're in, you know, it's physically demanding, as you know. I mean, you've got arms and forearms and fingers and you're putting out lots of energy during it. You even have to buffer yourself from the implants and energy that's negative. That you're removing tremendous amounts of toxicity from their energy field. You have to make sure you don't pick it up yourself.
Using essential oils as well, so that's
essential oils is helpful, and I think probably more than you're used to, that 3 or 4 times a week with your load, and whenever you start to feel a little of that attaching, I would take a bath, and water will shed it, and that water going down the drain will go down the drain with the energy. You'll reset yourself by giving it off to the water. And just relaxing, and it's your reflexology, it does it for you. And then I would get your own, when you're in this business, you know, if you get a reflexology treatment yourself every 2 weeks, that resets all your toxic energy. Because another guy, and you just tell him, will you reset me and seal me so that I've bled off all the negative energy and I've sealed it so I won't have any attachments, and then I'll do you. And so you do each other, and it helps both practitioners, and you get a buddy that does that. That's very helpful. And so then, you know, that's kind of the game plan that I would see CO's place playing a benefit for you and being, you know, it's the largest download of business skill sets you'll get in your adult lifetime. And if you're going to proceed into doing it with us, are you going to... do it with your wife and bring her, or would you come by yourself?
I think initially I'd come by myself, along with Becky's responsibilities to NASA and Kennedy Space Center. She's also the president of the Wildlife Society and the treasurer for the Gopher Tortoise Society, and runs ongoing data entry for the largest set of information and data on indigo snakes in the world. So she tends to stay close, and when she goes out to do conferences and lead conferences and you know, is typically one of the speakers at all the conferences because she's been doing it for so long. And she has, you know, when we got married, Becky didn't change her name because, you know, she's got published stuff out there, and she's got contacts.
She's, you know, well known.
She had a lifetime of professional equity built up in that name, so we left it the way it was just because that was the right thing to do. I think initially
when she, what she might do that might be interesting depending on her schedule is to have you go out for the conference. But so she knows who you're dealing with and who you're getting advice from to come out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as our guest and just see what it is and come out for that weekend as a VIP pass. And she gets to be with her husband. She gets to have fun out there and go to a Vegas show or something. And it's, you know, at a golf course. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful weather. But she'll get the atmosphere and what you're doing, and she'll plug into the people you want her to meet with. And I want to see her meet Jeff McGee. He's a coach on the management training side for the leadership group of the Mars Man Project for NASA. And he's been on a retainer with them for years. And he invited me to come to that last space shuttle launch. I wish I'd done that because I would have been in the bunker. But can you hold this 1 second? I'll be right with you. By the way, when I was referring to Becky, I often refer to spouse as mom in the family, so I'm not, I know it's your wife. I just, at our place, we get to be kind of a business family. We get to know each other real well. We coach you for years. We stay with you and get to help you reach your business goals. And so you know, Becky, because you're on the bottom line of things and you're, you know, highly credentialed expert in your field. We are forgetting credentials like Forbes ranking us number one in the world, we will absolutely give him a refund if this isn't a good fit and working for you and your family before he leaves the hotel. So we'll never make it harder on a business starting up. Our goal is that you guys kind of have a goal wall, and you want to get to the goal wall. We want to lay in a replacement of weak plans, weak teams, and resources to get there. And we want to speed it up, get you to the goal wall faster, reduce the cost to get there. And I can tell you after 30 years, it always costs more money and takes more time to reach that goal without us than with us. We are really simply an accelerator. And what we've done to do it, one, we're going to pour into your husband an MBA level of business skill sets that will be the largest business download and upgrade that he'll get in his adult lifetime. He won't think the same. He'll be a different businessman. He'll have different observations. And unusually, for that kind of load-in of content, it's fun. We've done it in a way that's really a lot of fun. People really enjoy it. And then we are doing business the whole time you're out there because you don't learn by lecture. You learn by execution. And so it's really a pretty heavy skill transfer. And then we have the best mentors in the world, the type you're used to, that are the type that get millions to coach NASA or to coach Governor Scott in emergency preparedness planning. And I'll have to get you in touch too, Shannon. I don't know if you met him, but one of the world authorities in the snake area, and he has one of the biggest snake farms in the United States. He does a lot of venom collection and incentives for anti-venom work for the scientific and research community. And he's been in our network for 15 years, but I know his snake films and his Discovery Channel snake specials and stuff, he sent those all to my kids when they were growing up, and he's like the snake guy instead of the foot guy, and he's so sweet, he's wonderful, but he would love to know, he probably knows about her database, but that sounds fascinating that you've managed to get that and keep that current and up to date. That's especially in Florida, where we're getting new species introduced and so forth. It's important. Are you tracking the new species coming in?
No, we don't have any of the snake species that are like the pythons and things. That they're keeping those in the Everglades, I hope. But we have lizards, exotic lizards come in. Really, the biggest problem that we have is exotic plants. So.
Yeah, right. That's becoming invasive.
Do you remember the snake guy's name?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What is it?
Well, you say, maybe I heard you wrong. Say it again slowly.
Do you remember the guy that you were calling the snake guy? Do you remember what his name
is? Oh, his name is, no, I don't. I'm seeing his face, and I have to look it up. I actually have to, when I go to my video library, I've got his videos, and I'm going to look it up and get his name and get it to him. He emailed me the other day, and I've got it, but I've got to look it up, and I'll get it for you. Because he was wanting to reconnect. He befriended me on Facebook and emailed me, and I kind of lost track of him because he's been in the network for 15 years, but he's in the same place. He's out in the West Coast, and he's really well-known in the snake space. He's one of the big guys in that space, so... And he's got, if I'm not mistaken, he's the Guinness Book of Records for being bit the most.
Oh,
and well, he's built up a tolerance, so he'll get bit by a cobra and have a swelling reaction and not even need any venom, where other guys would die. And he's just over the years, he's had so many incidences. But he handles these snakes in a way that I know he's an expert and knows what he's doing, but I just think, you know, I want to be more suited up and not just with, you know, a shirt and my pole and a little hook. I mean, I want to have protective gear, and he's so comfortable, you know. I've watched him walk into the pit with these snakes, and, you know, for some reason they kind of know who he is, and... But if one starts to act up or something, he's very quick and he's watching. And I'm saying, yeah, but you can't have eyes 360 degrees. And these are wild animals, pal. And I don't care how often you fed them or what you've done with them. They're not, their brains don't function except on that level. And one time you won't make it, you know. But he's like, you know, this is his world, and he's not really changeable. He's kind of a character, kind of a cowboy. And he just loves, he wants to preserve snakes. He wants snakes not, he's worried about, he's really working with the rarest snakes, snakes that are going to go extinct, and he's trying to keep snakes from extinction, and he's trying to alert governments and authorities what the snakes are eating and where their balance of the habitat is, and what they're doing to the habitat when they let them go extinct.
You know, it's funny, because one of the things that I realized after being with my wife for a while, some of the biggest advocates for the animals and the wildlife and the preserving of nature are the guys that I always thought I was supposed to not like hunters and guys who are you know, doing game foresting and stuff like that. And in reality, these are some of the most passionate folks about maintaining the environment. And, you know, it's part and parcel because that's where they gain so much joy in sport. But the other part of it is, you know, because that's who they are and that's how they were brought up and that's how they walk around in the world, they have this incredibly high level of respect for what's going on in the world.
Well, I think that's true on average. You know, I think that the majority are that. That's correct. But, you know, you've got a minority that is down there with night vision goggles and high velocity weapons, just taking the elephants out of the planet, just removing them as a species goodbye. And it's very hard to fight the mobs and organized crime that goes into the tusk business. And I mean, I really feel bad for these Africans, because Americans say, you know, why can't they just stop this? And I'm saying, the game reserves that the elephants are on are as big as Kansas.
Well, they might have found a way, Bernie. They can see the latest thing that they're doing to the tusks on the adult elephants.
Well, you're talking about crushing them up and disposing of them.
Well, here's what we're doing actively as of about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Somebody came up with the idea to take the tusks that they put in bank bags when the bank robbers come onto the tusks, because the dye goes all the way into the core of their tusk, but doesn't affect the integrity of the tusk. And now it's useless. Now it has no value out in the world.
Well, I think what we need, actually, I mean, I agree with that. I think that is really good. That's a breakthrough. But what I would like to do is see them make ivory. I mean, if the elephant can make it with chemicals and grow it, I mean, we can make diamonds. Why don't we make ivory and then give all those guys in Japan that think a rhino horn makes them, you know, potent or something, give it to them. And, but I guess in the end, they'd still pay some premium for the natural rhino horn or something. So I don't know, maybe I think the criminal penalties that track it is one, and the other is to make it and give it to them so they get all the ingredients and all the natural potency of ivory, even more potent, you know, the most potent ivory in the world, made in labs, and let them have it and buy it, and then they don't kill elephants.
Yeah, amen.
I think that's the next thing that they need to do environmentally, because there's a way to make ivory, and then we wouldn't have this terrible slaughter, because, you know, we're just, you know, whether it's in the oceans or, I mean, I spent a lot of time in Africa, and I've seen elephants are so darn smart. I mean, it's just, to watch an elephant cry because they've been saved, and you're getting that commitment, is just so fantastic. And I have, not in movies, but my personal experience, I've had some of these elephant guys to work with them and save them. And this one guy died in Kenya, another guy died in South Africa, Kruger Park. And It just is, I was going to the funeral, and they had 50 elephants came from all over and stood there for 3 days and just stood rocking. And they knew he was in state, you know, his body was in there. And then we were going to take him and bury him. And they all left, just respectfully left, knowing that his spirit was gone and he had left. And they said goodbye to their buddy. And I'm thinking, they're more intelligent than we are.
Yeah, I
and
think
I mean,
they
are. They're certainly, well, they're sentient, emotional creatures. And I think that these, we don't know enough about intelligence to understand the intelligence gradient of a cheetah and a dolphin and an elephant. I think our slaughtering species, even this guy, I mean, I didn't know that snakes, essential snakes, were going extinct all over the world. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand a lot of it is for bags and shoes and appointments that they're slaughtering the skins that they want. And I didn't have any idea that that was happening at that scale. And if someone isn't keeping the data, I'd be, geez, it's just you can't hold them responsible. You can't get the news sound bites. You can't get the public to wake up. And, you know, in a lot of the countries, they're more aware environmentally. But our country, our biggest problem is everybody's living about 50 miles around a Burger King with a double Whopper and a shake. And getting them to start to stop and focus on something other than a movie on a flat screen at night is so hard because we have so much and we live our lives at a high quality with each other and neighborhoods and family, and we don't tend to spend as much time solving world problems and being connected to the world and all of that. You know, I'm hoping that changes. I think that's partly, you know, we used to have this, we educated all the kids when I grew up with civics classes, and civics taught us to be a citizen of our country, a citizen of the world, what we owed back under rule of law to other citizens, how we had to be responsible on our watch. And that's been out of the school system now for about 20 years. And I'm seeing a real difference that they don't understand civic community and obligation. There's no sense of that. It's kind of what's in it for me and be damned with the rest. And that's the mindset I get nervous about from this 30 down group, because I think there's 30 up, and I'm not saying our group is perfect, but I think we had more regard for respect of each other and rule of law and civic responsibility. And I think we're losing it, you know.
I agree.
And I'm not sure that Twitter and Facebook is helping us yet. I mean, I think that, you know, with all this connective, I mean, I watch the kids and I think they're so alone. You know, they go, six kids are at a Chili's. I mean, I see it in Florida all the time. And they don't talk the whole 90 minutes. They're all on Snapchat and sending stuff and all of that. And I'm saying I think they lose something with conversation. You know, how are they going to be married later? I mean, my wife and I don't want to sit in our lives on a cell phone window in bed for the rest of our lives. We want to talk to each other and share what went on and our memories and our lives and share our lives and be connected, you know, connection. And I think these kids, they, you know, it's like, guys, you're not connected on Twitter. That's not a connection.
Right. Yeah, no, I spent the last 38 years in the restaurant business up until last summer. And I've taken cell phones out of people's hands to get their order.
Yeah, it's a weird, isn't it? I see it now, where you come up and the guy's standing there to take the order and talk, and the Facebook posting is more important. They don't even, it's like their hearing turns off because they're not hearing you. You know, it's weird that they look at that. They can't multitask. They've lost all their concentration is in that little box. And I'm saying, then they're not connected to each other. We're not connected to human beings anymore. You know, like I go to this restaurant all the time, and the owner of the restaurant comes to teach Greek. And he comes over and talks to me about Greece. And we're talking about Greek and Greek finances. And you know, it's just the most fun, and we're just enjoying each other, and, you know, it's just, you know, just like, and, but I watch it in his restaurant where these kids, I mean, I feel so bad for the waiter. Sometimes they just get frustrated and walk away, and they come back three times, and they can't get the order, and they're all just engrossed in it. It's weird. I praise you for grabbing it out of their hands.
Well,
like, hey.
And here's the scariest part of it for me. You know, as a workshop facilitator, I do emotional breakthroughs. So your body language and, you know, our body gives us feedback on where we are emotionally. And as you move down that dance, one of the things that we teach in the workshop is, we don't need money. We don't need sex. There's only four things you need, you know, food, water, shelter, air. Well, when a person comes into a restaurant, they're coming in there to fulfill a need. One of those things in life where if I don't get it, I'll die. And Facebook trumps it.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
Well, I'm saying I think that we have some very dangerous media issues for society that we haven't examined and we won't know about for a long time. It's the first time humans have had all this, and I think there's good. But, you know, we teach moderation in drinking and pain pills and everything in life, but we're not teaching moderation in the media issues. You know, they're getting overamped on porn sites. There's just a lot of things that I think are addicting and harmful about media, and we don't know enough yet. We haven't had the studies, but I think it's harming us as much as it's helping us.
Yeah,
and I think we can adapt. I think we can get rules, but I think there needs to, at some point, there needs to be digital manners. But, you know, in your workshops, you're talking about queuing, and we actually give most of our information from queuing. So if we could see each other, we'd have a different and deeper connection, because thousands of cues came from that we read about each other's intention and paying attention and all sorts of attitude issues. And then, you know, even in this discussion, it's not just the content of what we're saying, but we're in tonality in a way of knowing cues in between to know if we're sincere, if we're authentic, if we're putting on airs or masks. I mean, there's so much of that is read between what is said and how it's said with little cueing. And I'm saying, so we are amazing cue creatures. I say 90% of our communication is not verbal. It's cues that, because one, if we're not comfortable, we have a radar for authentic. And if we feel a person's not authentic, really, I mean, the faster you're authentic, then we will open our shields and really start to relate and have relationships. But if you're, I don't know what to put the word it, I was coming up with fraudulent, but I mean, if you're somehow just not able to be authentic and share authentically, everybody knows it in a group or individual, and we all withdraw a bit. We all put our shields up harder, and they don't know. They think they're making penetration, and they're not getting penetration at all because we have our shields on maximum power. And it's just, that's becoming another isolation moment, I think, with humans, is that we have to be, CO space is the most unusual environment, because the people that are choosing to come to this in all different aspects of how they want to do it are really trying to make contribution to world change. And they're coming with the notion that competition as a thought form is the source of the problem, and that everything else is symptoms. And so that organizing a family with competitive influences creates a toxicity zone. And organizing a family with cooperative and collaborative influences creates darn near paradise on earth. and creating a organization, whether it's a business or a county or a state or a government, on competitive principles gives us a very antique way to organize human beings. And spirits, immortal divine beings, don't compete at all. The only time they compete is when they're insane. And competition is insane. And cooperation is sane. And people are waking up to it. But when you come to a group of hundreds of people, all in business, and everyone to a person will unconditionally help the other without any conditions and just cooperate and collaborate and make a difference for them, everybody there that has family in your part of Florida will send them to you and make sure they stop by you. And you start getting that kind of collaboration. And it's, but forgetting the result, which is more business, the fact that we're doing it in the new model, the more awake model, the higher transformed, inspired leadership values and model is one of the great delights and underpinnings that make this work, because it's really the values that make the fundamentals work. And it's useful, you know. And I'm saying, you know, I have also the best coaches and consultants from like McKinsey, Booz Allen, Accenture, and at your wife's level, she can bring in challenge lists that they're facing departmentally and get some amazing advice and solution options. Just coming to visit you on the weekend and seeing her buddy on a little Vegas weekend. And, you know, the airfare is, what, $300, you know, round trip from Southwest. And if you do Orlando, it's about the cheapest. It's nonstop. And she just comes in on a Friday and visits you and comes home on Sunday back to work. And, of course, stay over and come home Monday if she can get time off and have a little fun. And, you know, I think that she, if you're going to come out, give some thought to that so she could. There are some people that will be going forward with you, helping you with your business after you come to this. And it helps when you go to your wife and say, honey, who do you think I should really hunker down with? Should I be working with Harry, or should I be working with Ed, or should I be working with, you know, and when you look at these and you're looking at marketing people, there's one that's Wendy Lipner. She's very into the healing spiritual side. She's a transformational coach, and she's genius and brilliant and best-selling author. And, you know, your wife will say, I think Harry rather than Wendy, or Wendy rather than Harry. Then you're both on the same page, and when those calls come in over time, she knows who it is, and she understands what you're doing with them. And it feels better than if you're just trying to explain it and she doesn't really know them. And that's what I think that weekend could add as a value. And I'm saying, let me give it to her if she can, when she's looking at the dates, see if that would work for her. Because I don't think, you know, she'd take one day off work Friday, you know, try and leave Orlando at 10 or something. And with the time difference, you get in out there at 10 or 11. And you still get a lot of our program, and you didn't meet all the people and have a great time. And I think he'd be supported even better because of that. You know, it just makes sense. Because this is not a light little thing. It's not a seminar. It's a business building machine. It really builds businesses. And a lot of serious decisions are made. And you want your best friend and partner, especially with your background in business, to be a sounding board for some of the choices. You just make better choices.
Bernie, we've got one more minute until your next call.
Well, and how do you guys feel full? Do you feel like you have enough and you've got a good... Have you looked at some videos yet? Have you seen any videos on what we do?
Yeah, we've watched a couple, and at this point, I'm going to get a list from Shannon and get some more in my body as well.
Okay, well, you know, in your healing space, I think business-wise for your wife, she might like Sharon Lecter, who wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I think that's a pretty good film for it. And as an overview on the kind of maypole of our values and what we try and deliver, I think Bob Proctor, a Star of the Secret, would be something that you both would enjoy and get really tangible information. So Bob would tell you what we do in some good depth, the short film. And then Sharon Lecter will tell you processes, you know, how we do it, which I think would appeal to your wife to see under the hood a bit and get a little deeper information.
Wow. Bernie, thank you, man. I appreciate it so much, your time, your thoughtfulness, and your compassion for what we're trying to do here, man. I'm very, very, very grateful.
Well, I just in closing, I'm very clear that how precious this money is for you guys, and I want you to know you're going to get it back. I'm not just saying that. This is one of these things where it's not particularly obvious until you study some more films. You begin to see it, the common thread. But this place, you know, there are a lot of places that deliver their money, your money's worth. That's how they're set up, and that's what their intention is. We're the only one I know of that was set up to get your money back. And if you're not accelerating your business growth, we will refund your money so you're safe and you're secure. We'd never want to make it harder for someone launching like this to go forward. If we're not making a major contribution, our deal is if you don't want a lifetime membership and you use this continuously, let us refund your money because it's not a fit. But if it's helping you, et cetera, and you're getting money back, you're seeing that you're getting it back, then you're delighted and you feel, you know, my promises to you are being fulfilled and you're comfortable. So, you know, I'll be in my highest integrity, and when you come in, you know, you're going to put a tax dollar up and you're going to get a high return on it. You'll get a good return. And so that's the money equation. And the rest of it, as far as how, I think the films will explain it. And then Shannon will walk you through how to enroll. And then she'll take you, I mean, it takes 5 minutes while she's talking to you on a computer. Then she walks you to a pre-class prep site. And you take about 3 hours of our reflexology training. And we kind of help you understand what to print, what to put in your suitcase, how to set up the room. We train you on how to get the most out of it when you're there, before you come. So we kind of prepare you.
All right.
Okay, and all of it's fun. It's a lot of fun. So when I come down there, we'll go to a meal, and we'll let your wife make me really smart on snakes.
There you go.
So I'm a lot more interested in NASA than I am the snakes. I'd like to get a tour of NASA. That would be fun. We're huge on space at our program. We show images, and we're always flattering the space program because we just think it's I've been following this Pluto stuff every single day. It's just been so great.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we just enjoy all the work that goes into that. I know I've lived in Huntsville for 31 years, so I knew Von Braun and all those guys before they left, and was part of, you know, all of that. I mean, my best friend did the Moon Buggy project and was the lead engineer on that for Von Braun. And so I lived through a lot of that history, and I just have always admired the work and the 100-hour weeks. And, you know, I can remember being in that room on Saturn V, and four of those Von Braun guys turned and high-fived each other, and he goes, "I just can't believe it. It really works." I was laughing. I was a young guy thinking, "God, you spent billions and you're surprised?" You know, it's like they were so excited. But that was the lead German engineer's remark when he turned to his buddy and he goes, "I just can't believe it. It all worked." It was such a moment in history. I was like, "Where's the camera on that?" You know?
Yeah.
That was so great.
Yeah, the fly on the wall moment, right?
Oh, it was just such a great moment. Okay, well, I'll let you guys have the rest of the Sunday. Thank you for doing this on the weekend. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay, bye, everybody. Say hello to Ryan for me, Shannon.
I will. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon, Scott and Becky.